Praise the Lord. Okay, 2 Chronicles 16, For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Now, you don't need to go here, but I'll read you this scripture. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. So God has all these spiritual victories for us. He has physical victories for us. He has all kinds of victories for us. He wants us to win. He has rewards. He has trophies. He wants you to enjoy. And all these wonderful things are ready when we're ready. And so, you know, what's God waiting for? Well, he's waiting for someone to receive. He's always waiting for someone to receive. There's a lot of ideas and theologies about why someone doesn't get what they're believing for, and they blame God. But you really need to always just have a look at yourself, because God doesn't lie and the word doesn't change. Amen. So you need to be looking at yourself if something's not working. So he's waiting for someone to receive. So the verse says the eyes of the Lord are looking, and he wants to show himself strong. Now he wants to show himself strong toward you. His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, meaning this. He's going to find some way to see you through. And most of the time, church, not every time, but most of the time, your success or your victories involve other people. It's true. It's about favor. It's about healing. It's about anointings. It's about success. And so the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. I had have a friend named Linda Remian, and she said this to me a long time ago, and it stuck with me. She said, you know, the eyes of the Lord running to and fro, he'll go get the Christian to try to do it first, and if they won't do it, he'll get somebody out of the world to help you. I thought that was really good, because it really is the truth. God will find some way to get through to you if you are willing. So, you know, the next thing about this here would be, so, you know, I'd like to say yes to this, but, you know, who are the perfect? Because I'm certainly not perfect. Well, the scripture actually says that perfect means devoted, faithful, dedicated, and consecrated. So if you're devoted to God, you're in. You're in. It's not about your behavior being perfect. It's about your heart toward God. Now, I just want to remind you of something, because religious people have a hard time with us about this, but your victories are not selfish. Your victories are not selfish. When you win, other people win. You can push darkness out. When you win, you witness when you give God all the glory. Amen. I think it was Ronald Reagan who said, there's no end to what one can achieve if they don't care who gets the credit. Well, our God gets all the glory. Amen. So, God, you get the glory. You know, in football, the quarterback throws the ball. Now, I'm not real... You know, I don't know all this real good, because I don't watch football anymore. I used to when I was younger. But I do know this, that the quarterback draws back and he throws the ball. And he's going to throw it, and he's looking downfield for someone. And they're supposed to get to a specific place, and he's going to release that ball, and they're supposed to receive it. So they have to get in that place. So they're, what are they called? The receiver. So I know that much about it. So what I want to talk to you tonight about is that God is looking for receivers. He wants you to receive. He's just longing to pass on these victories to you, these blessings to you, these anointings to you, so you can be powerful in the earth and be a witness of the good God that we serve. Amen. So some of those blessings are so big and so good that they're beyond our comprehension. And so we have to do some work on that. Did y'all know that today is '02, 2022. So you're like, well, so what? Well, it means something, doesn't it? Yeah. Amen. We won't go into that. I don't have time. But you can look things up about that. Anyway, but what the prophet said to us is that this is the year that to receive from the open hand of God unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. The question is, can you receive? Are you a receiver? And to be a receiver, you have to get in position. Where is the harvest going to land? Where are you going to catch it? And you will have to get it out of your mind. The coach never says this to the receiver. Don't fumble the ball. Don't fumble the ball. He says, catch the ball. Catch the ball. Hold on to the ball. So they don't have it in their mind. Oh, fumble the ball. You know, it's all about going to be your perception, what's in your mind. Amen. Getting ahead of myself, but that is the truth. So can you receive? Now, 2 Chronicles 20, you know the story. They're going to battle. They have kings coming up against them. And verse 17, the Lord has spoken through a prophet. And he said this, you do not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear, be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now, y'all know what happened. The Lord fought the battle and they won. But here's the thing. So many Christians go around saying this, the battle is the Lord's and the victory is mine. I say that sometimes. The battle is the Lord's, the victory is mine. However, and that's good, but that didn't say, okay, you just relax and do nothing. It said position yourselves. Get in the position. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord because he's with you. So they positioned themselves. They got in the right place. They stationed themselves, or what we would say in our New Testament thinking, stand fast. Yes. Stand fast. And so we need to get in our places. We need to stand. For us to stand, we're talking about faith. That's how we stand. We stand in faith by faith. Now, here's the secret to receiving. You want to know it?
Yeah.
Every person in here knows it. It's called believing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I believe you receive if you expect to receive. Now, religion has torn things up where a lot of people don't want to receive anything from God because maybe you're just going through this because you're being taught a lesson. However, we know that God teaches through the Holy Spirit and through his word, and he's not going to hit you over the head with a hammer to teach you a lesson.
Right.
But however, there are people who don't, they want to blame God for everything, and they don't want to take any responsibility themselves, and so it's all God's doing. Honey, you were just born with that. God gave you that cancer so you could learn something. You had to go to the hospital so you could minister to someone. How crazy, how cuckoo is that? That's just cuckoo thinking. If you want to minister to somebody at the hospital, go get in your car and drive out there. You've got an anointing. Amen. It's just silly perception, but that's what religion has done to people. They've given you these teachings and ideas that that the Bible doesn't teach. And I'm not going to go off into any more of that. I just have to go there some. Okay, so. Excuse me. So, if I want something done, then I'm going to trust someone that I know will get it done. I'm going to trust someone that I know is good for their word. There are people who tell me I will do that and I know it will be done. There are other people that I might say, you know, could you do this? And maybe a few days later say, oh, you know, but, with God, he said he would. He said he would. Bottom line, you can trust Father. Do you take him at his word? Do you really take him at his word? You know, and you know, if you've been blessed to wash away all the negative teaching about maybe he will, maybe he won't stuff, then you're living in this realm with a covenant-keeping Father who has this obligatory love for you. It's called Hesed. And he loves you and he's devoted to you and he will, he's obligated by this love to supply, to do these things for you. You don't hear that everywhere, but more and more you do because people are finally reading the Bible. But he's committed to respond, and he's committed to do what he said he would do. And when he tells you to do something, he'll back you up all the way. Amen. I'm still so amazed at people who make their whole bullet points of why they're going to do something. You know, really, this is the only answer they need. God told me to. Well, we're going to do this because you know. And really, the truth is, if God told you to do it, that's good enough for me. You know, we kind of built this society where we think we have to give an excuse to everyone. Well, are you coming to the convention? Well, we certainly hope we will, but we may or we may not. We don't really know. Hey, just say, no, I'm not coming. Right? Well, why do we have to question everyone? I guess it's because people police you all the time. Oh, I don't, oh, how come you're not coming? But your only answer you're required is, no, we're not coming this year. That's all you would have to say. Amen. But you are coming. Praise the Lord. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Some of you are. Okay. Just a joke. So, now, you have to know who he is. This covenant-keeping God that loves you. You have to, if you're going to become a good receiver, study him out. Find out what he did. Because if you want to know what God will do, you need to see what he has done. Praise the Lord. And so you can look back and see how he's behaved, and he's always been faithful to his covenant people. And then you need to know who you really are. Because if you let your past or your behavior disqualify you, you're never going to receive anything. You're just going to disqualify your own self. It's bad English. Yourself every time. So you have to get things lined up in your thinking. You need to be able to think properly. And you don't earn by behavior. Understand me. You don't earn God's love by your behavior. If you did, it'd been all over a long time ago. He loves you. He doesn't like all of your behavior, but he loves you. Now, I have to tell you this. Your behavior matters. It does matter. But when you find out who you are, then your behavior will change and you'll be able to receive. You have to get these things lined up correctly. That's one another thing that religion has done to us. It's been, you know, if you can just get God's approval, you have it. You have God's approval because of what Jesus Christ did, not because of what you did. You are in no way qualified to pay what Jesus paid. That's right. You can't even do it. You couldn't do it. You can't make up for it. Jesus took care of that for you. And we give him all the glory, and thank you, Jesus, that you did that for us. So the behavior matters, but behavior has to get in its right place. You're going to start having right thinking when you get the right comprehension, the right knowledge, the right revelation. And when you start getting the right thinking, you'll start doing the right things. You have to make sure you line things up properly, church. Amen. So you have to back up to your identity. And then you start knowing who he is and who you are and what he'll do. And then his character will start manifesting through you. You'll start acting like him. You'll start having more traits like him. He is always in the right position. You'll just get to where he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's in the right place at the right time. So believing is one of the keys. It is the key. Now, I'm not going to take too long on this. I'm just going to mention it. As far as receiving, sowing is a huge key. You begin to expect if you plant a seed. And so when you plant the word in your heart, you should expect. When you plant financially, you should expect. It's just going to be a month, and we'll start planting our garden. And when we do, we're not going to go, well, okay, we planted it and walk away. We're going to expect those beans to come up. We're going to expect that lettuce to grow. We're going to expect whatever else we're going to plant. We're going to do different things this year. But it's going to come up. We're going to expect it. Amen. When a daddy and a mama plant a seed, they expect a baby. I said when it's planted. I didn't say, okay, praise the Lord. Now, so everybody's going, no. When they're wanting their babies, that's how they get them. You expect a baby. Amen. You expect to get. And so planting a seed, I've taken enough time on that because I believe everybody here just about has gone down that road. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. And so you get planting the word of God. Now, I want to step over into this before we go. This said, unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. That's what God said to the prophet. Believe the prophets and you'll prosper.
That's right.
Now that's what the prophet said, mm-hmm. Brother Jerry. Now, a lot of people here in this room with me and listening to me online, you're living your life trusting, you're giving, you're receiving, and we see things manifest in ways that, you know, things just happen in the natural. You sowed a seed, you got a better job. You sowed a seed, you got a raise. But it's all sort of in the natural. Things fall into place. And you wouldn't necessarily put that in the supernatural category. There is supernatural to it, but it looks so much like what already goes on in the world that it's hard to tell the difference. Y'all with me? You see what I'm saying? But I want you to think about this, Victory. I want you to think about that this said unusual. Mm-hmm. It said extraordinary. It said supernatural. See, translate, meditate. Be thinking about this. 2022 is the year that the provision should come unusual in an unusual way, in an extraordinary way, okay, in a supernatural way. Now, you don't have to receive that. You can stay over in the natural if you want to, but that's what the prophet said. So there should be something coming to you and you're going to go, wow, who could have thought that up? How did that happen? How did that happen to me? Amen. Come on, walk with me now. So, what we're going to need for that then is we're going to need to get our perception right. Perception is a big thing. If your perception is a small element off, you'll end up in a totally different place. And so you need to get your perception right based on what the Word of God says, because this is always going to be our main point would be the Word of God. That's our truth that we stay with. Amen. Now, David perceived he was king. You know, there are people who came into the faith message or the prosperity message and they didn't have any money all their lives. And they came into it and went, I'm prosperous, before they ever got any money. They perceived it. Or they perceived, I have favor. And then this favor just comes barreling in. Probably 99% of us here have said, I'm healed. And then it manifested because you perceived it. And you perceived who you are. Hey, I'm not an old sinner saved by grace. I'm a child of the living God. I was an old sinner. I was saved by grace. But now I'm in Father's house. Your perception is like that. You see that. You have perceived that. So how will we develop this perception this year? And I'm going to say it again, unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. Number one, we'll go through them very quickly. Number one, get a dream that's bigger than you are. This is how unusual things happen, is if your dream is bigger. If you got a dream, add a little something more to it. A little something that's out of your reach. Little something that's out of your reach. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why would you need unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision if you have no use for something? Why do you need anointing? Because there are people out there that you need to solve their problems. You are someone's answer to their problem. That's your identity. We just taught that in our Navigate group. You were built to come up to a situation, and by the anointing that's on your life, you're able to solve it.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. But what's it going to take? Unusual? Supernatural? Extraordinary things? Particularly if you come up on someone who's already died. Huh? See, don't choke. Because there are people right now raising people from the dead. Amen. Well, I don't believe that. Well, see, you need to change your perception. I know people who've done that personally. Amen. Praise the Lord. So dreams are good, and they become better when they become hope. So you have a dream. I'll show you what I mean. You imagine some things. You see, you have a dream coming in your heart. Not talking about night sleep. I'm talking about you have a dream. You know, I have a dream. Okay, you got that. So you imagine things. You can dream, and you can have a full imagination of what could happen. This is what me and God can do. But when you add God's word to the dream, it becomes hope. And hope in the Bible is not wishing. Well, I sure do wish this would come to pass. Or just imagining what it would be like. It's not just a daydream. It's a hope. It's an expectancy. Hope is expecting. It's expectation. Okay? Amen. And so you're hoping. You see, well, I have this dream, and then I see in the promises that I can do this dream. I can have this dream. And so then you have this hope, real Bible hope, earnest expectation. When you read the word, you find out those promises. God is behind then those imaginations. So if you dream a dream bigger than you, then you're going to need supernatural. Amen. And we're going to talk about that Sunday. We're going to talk about fulfilling your dream on Sunday. Now, Joseph did this, and we're gonna look at Joseph some, but what we see with Joseph is this. You can't let your current condition determine who you are. You cannot let your current condition determine who you are. It's time to move forward. You have to go forward. And then the second thing, number two, is you have to get a picture. You get a picture. Now, Jacob did this. And like I said, we'll talk about Joseph on Sunday because it's very detailed. But Jacob did this. Don't go there. Just listen to me as we're coming down to these closing moments here. But Jacob set peeled sticks. I'm reading you a different version of Genesis 30:25. Jacob set peeled sticks before the cattle where they were watered, that looking much at those unusual party-colored sticks, by the power of imagination, they might bring forth young ones in the party color, the speckled and the ring-streaked. Y'all know what I'm talking about? We're talking about when he and Laban made a deal. Laban had been cheating him for years. And they made a deal, and Laban, he says, I'll tell you what, I'll keep the party poodles. I'll keep the party sheep. Y'all know what party means? A little party poodle is black and white. Or a little, any kind of animal that is two colors is called a party. It's two different, colors. Okay. Okay. So, and there's something called the party jury because half of the people are native to the town and the other half of the people aren't. It means that very thing. So Jacob says, so I'll keep those and you can have the solid colored. And so Laban's like, we always have way more solid color. So Jacob puts up these sticks up so that when the animals are coming to drink, and that's where they breed, they come up to the waters and they drink, and they're always looking at these things. And so they produce what they're looking at. Do you hear me? They produce what they're looking at. They're producing what they're looking at. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Rabbi Bakya says that there's an important lesson to learn here. If imagination is a determining factor in the nature of unborn lambs, as this verse indicates, then how much more important will it be when sensitive thinking human beings procreate? If the animals can do it, and our thinking is much more sensitive, we get much better perception. And along with what God adds to that, how much more can we produce that picture that God is putting in our heart? Amen. Now, Rabbi Alexander says, it's also important not only when they procreate, but when these sensitive thinking human beings create. It's just there when you're creating. If you have a picture, if you can see it, you can have it.
Yes.
If you can see it, you can have it. But you can't just see it with your own flesh. You have to see it in the spirit realm. You have to see it from the word, which brings it to another level. Amen. So pictures are important, and we'll talk more about this on Sunday. So the Word of God gives us pictures. As we meditate on them, we produce them through how? Believing and confessing.
Yes. Yes.
That's how we do it. We believe and we say, this is who I am. This is who I say I am.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. It's so important to be the I am person.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And then number three, meditate the promises. Abraham was gazing at the stars. He had a promise, and so he meditated on that. God said, see all these stars? That's how many ancestors, you're going to be ancestor of all these people. And there's been many come and go. Amen. But he meditated on what God gave him. So you meditate on the promises as well. And then number four, meditate the miracles that Jesus did, because they all fall under unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. When's the last time you paid your taxes out of a fish's mouth? When's the last time you went to the wedding and you turned water into wine? When is the last time that you raised the dead? When is the last, well, come on. Come on. When is the last, because Jesus is our example. So get a picture of him, because you're like him. You are like him. You're made in God's image. Well, are you saying that we're gods, that we're the sons of God? Yep. We are the sons of God. We're not God. We're not as high as him, but we are his children.
That's right.
And we have God-like tendencies. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came into the earth as a baby so that you would know who you are. That he came in, he took off his divinity, and he came in. That's when he became poor, when he came into the earth. He wasn't broke when he got here. You don't need a treasurer if you're broke. Judas wasn't carrying around 51 cents.
Right. Amen.
But he became poor coming into this earth.
Right.
Heaven is much richer than earth. But when he got here, he was baptized with the Holy Spirit and operated with the Holy Spirit like a man needs to operate with the Holy Spirit, doing what he heard the Father say. And if you do that, you will get the same results. How could we do what Jesus did? Well, that's interesting, because the Bible says, greater works will you do, because he goes to the Father. So don't tell me I'm wrong about that. You can do the works of God.
Yes.
And the Word of God will work with you. Do you receive this tonight?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that's as far as we're going to go tonight. You know what? We're going to go one more. Number five. Put this down and we'll talk about it later. In all that you do, stay within the confines of love. Stay within the confines of love. Faith worketh by love. So we'll talk about that some more. Praise the Lord. Did y'all like it okay?
Yes.
Glory to God. So you have plenty of time to go home and get out of the snow. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for the internet audience. We bless you. We just say, you know, get a dream. Get a big dream. God's going to make it come true. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory.